Dot.ca and let the music pull you in.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
March 8th, my home province, British Columbia, reset the clocks for the last time. Permanent daylight saving. I would have preferred permanent standard time because, frankly, I enjoy sleeping in a lot. Nevertheless, running around changing wall clocks, microwave oven timers, and the rest is a pain, and I'm glad it's over. Experts in time, I guess, see a far more serious problem with the change. Michael Pollack, a psychology instructor at Camosun College, says MAD, or morning artificially darkened, has been tried and failed throughout history. Quote, morning sunlight exposure is essential for keeping our brain's internal clock synchronized with the natural day-night cycle. In 1974, Tricky Dick Nixon made daylight saving time year-round, and it lasted only a year. Russia tried in 2011, but the move was so unpopular, the country switched to standard time in 2014. It's going to hit kids the hardest, who have to get up when it's dark and focus on their studies in a brain fog. While the government likely had the best intentions, Pollack explains, it's really kind of a mess to our circadian rhythms. Not to mention figuring out who's on what time where. Now BC will be 2 hours behind Ontario and Quebec, on the same time as Alberta and Yukon, an hour ahead of Washington, Oregon, and California, and 2 hours ahead of Alaska. Other professionals see small benefits from being on the same time as Alberta, for instance. California just reintroduced a proposition to change to standard time, which may put pressure on BC to adjust again. But do we really care what they do down there anymore? The first band I saw in concert was Chicago, who sang, "Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care about time?" More and more, I could care less, except for the time I have left, of course. I'm Cal Coote, and it's time to check in with our monthly chart before we update this week. Let's see where the cards fall, starting with number 10, Venezonic's new album Jaspe, a series of waterfalls in Venezuela. It features collaborations with Chulius from Los Amigos Invisibles, who are just in Vancouver, Paua and Mpeach as well. Our countdown begins with Tamborera, Venezonic's on World Beat Canada Radio.
Lo ve, bajo de una palmera. Lo ve, está sonando un golpe.
Counting down our top 10 current favorites from our top 30 chart before we make an update this week. That is Sotomayor at number 9 with Se Te Vas, or If You Leave, from their new album Wabi Sabi. Venezonix started things off with Tamborera. Their album is called Jaspe. At number 8, Antiballas from the new album Hourglass. This is Solace from World Beat Canada Radio. At number 7, for International Women's Month, that is El Houdi, an Ecuadorian-American activist for women's rights and human rights in general. Her new album is called Así Es El Mundo, that's the way of the world, unfortunately, and Lose. Antibalas at number 8. Number 6 is Afrodream, coming up, Senegalese Afrobeat from Turin, Italy. We heard about Turin at the Olympic Games just recently. Ma Mère from the album Gis Gis is straight ahead. This is World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining me for a ride in the global side. I'm Cal Coote.
Those who want to know what Lupita wants.
Say it, say it, say it.
This is not the end. This is for those who want to know what Lupita wants.
This is not the end.
Lupita. Peter wants her world beat from World Beat Canada. Canada. Canada.
Canada.
Yes, Lupita wants her Mariachi El Bronx. At number 5, it's the album 4 and Forgive or Forget. At number 4, it's number 2. Switzerland duo Bongo Joe label mates Yala Miku bring us Al Sayef from World Beat Canada Radio.
الهلال والصليب النجمة السيف
Just racing through our top 10 of our top 30 as we take a look back at our current chart before we make up a new one for this weekend. Make sure you subscribe to our e-blast and get it straight to your inbox. At number 4, it's Yin Yin from Maastricht in the Netherlands. Their new album is called Yatta, and we go in search of Yang on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining me. I'm Kel Coat.
Really, the fundamental ultimate mystery, the only thing you need to know to understand the deepest metaphysical secrets is this. That for every outside, there is an inside, and for every inside, there is an outside. Although they are different, they go together. There is, in other words, a secret conspiracy between all insides and all outsides. And the conspiracy is this: to look as different as possible, and yet underneath it can be identical, because you don't find one without the other. Different could be, but implicitly, you go together.
don't usually associate the Netherlands with a lot of global music, but there you go, at number two and at number three. Yin Yin got things started with In Search of Yang from their new album Yata, some psych rock for you, and Nusantara Beat, Indonesian folk rock, on a self-titled new album at number two with Tamat, and they are from Amsterdam. Our number one track. This album is a critical darling. And to get you jazzed, here is their first single off the disc, Neritisen Sen, our number one track from World Beat Canada Radio.
يما يا ضي الزين عالشاطئ بيعدي واروح بنفسي وين لون الخدود وردي يما يا ضي الزين عالشاطئ بيعدي واروح بنفسي وين لون الخدود وردي والكحال المشين كحلنا بالمهدي والكحال المشين كحلنا بالمهدي يما يا ضي الزين عالشاطئ بيعدي واروح بنفسي وين لون الخدود وردي شطين ولو حبيدي يما يا ضي الزين احيا رميم جدي بوسه عليه الاثنين لو شافكم من بعدي يما يا ضي الزين احيا رميم جدي
لا رجينا بوغادي لا رجينا موغادو موغي لا رجو بوغادي غادو بوغادي زيغا 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 بوغادي ني
Oh, this is going to be a great show in the cozy surrounds of St. James Hall in Kitsilano, Vancouver. That is Ahmed Monica from the album Kazafula. They'll be there March 27th. What we heard was Funky I-Man. Alton Gunn was the top track from our top 10 that we just counted down. Watch for a new chart coming out this weekend. Echo Deck is straight around the corner with the King Infinity remix of How We Dream. My name's Cal Coote.
Hi folks, Andrew McPherson from Echo Deck here. No borders, no boundaries. This is Free Range Radio, World Beat Canada.
Hey, ram bang bang, da da dang dang. Bushman Mike the classic cut through the jungle tough. And when I lay down, I sleep under the stars in the rough. I am a fisherman, I cast my net to the sky, my rod is hot. And when I lay down, the tides, they abide under the head, they rock.
Right now.
This is how we dream. It's a long, long way to be free. Ah, can't get away. You gotta get away, yo. Ah, got to be free.
Tormento.
Thank you. corriendo a buscar mi cristal, ya no lo veo bajo el mar. Me sumerjo más, lo escucho brillar, se fue más adentro, ahí está el volcán. Tormento.
Sonido.
We got a little bit of snowfall earlier in the week on the wet coast, but things are starting to heat up on the concert scene with another great show coming to the Rickshaw Theater in Vancouver, April 26th. It is Afro-Peruvian band Nova Lima. We just heard them there with Canto del Agua. Echo Deck before that and How We Dream, the King Infinity remix from the album Recalibrate, and we don't have to recalibrate anymore in British Columbia because now I dream in daylight saving time. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications, our sister broadcast podcast, Kilt and a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Catch her at a new night and a new time on 96.1 FM in Vancouver. And of course, thanks to Co-op Radio, who are giving this program some exposure. We appreciate it very much. Colombian psych tropical band Balthus have a new EP called Transmutations. It's a live set, and here to take us out is Inner Heights. But our last word we'll give this to Jacqueline Woodson, who said diversity is all about all of us and about us having to figure out how to walk through this world together.
This is Harry from Adult DVD. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.